It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
All right, welcome to Money for Lunch. Good to have you here. Still reminiscing about Memorial Day weekend. Had a pretty relaxing, low-key event. Went and saw Pirates of the Caribbean, which was all right. I have to say that I just give it an okay. And it's good to see they had the entire cast back, which meant, the actor who played Will, Jack Sparrow, Barbossa, and the lovely Elizabeth Swann, all the original actors, the four main actors, were back. So it was kind of seeing, and it was kind of cool because they kind of tied up some loose ends. Gave you a further backstory on Jack Sparrow, how he got the name and how he got to be captain. So, not a great movie, but all right. Anyway, hope that your Memorial Day weekend was fun, relaxing, and gave you pause. Gave you cause to pause for a worthwhile moment. The brave men and women who have sacrificed so much are entitled to a few minutes of your gratefulness and a few minutes of your time, right? And so, having said that, I want to bring on Francis Jackson. Francis Jackson. Francis Jackson is known as the veterans problem solving attorney, specifically the veterans benefit problem solving attorney. He's the guy that if a veteran needs help with their benefits, he's the guy to go to. So if you know of a veteran, you know of somebody, maybe it's a veteran's family and they've been suffering, they've been dealing with some issues, then Francis Jackson is the guy to go to. And we're going to talk more about how to reach him. Francis Jackson, as I mentioned, is an attorney who specializes in disability law for those seeking veterans disability benefits and Social Security disability benefits. He's a founding partner of Jackson McNichol. He has been featured on Fox, ABC, CBS, and NBC networks, affiliate networks around the country. He most recently appeared as a guest of the Ben Glass Show on Consumer Advocate. Guest of Ben Glass on the Consumer Advocate Show discussing what else? The benefits, discussing benefits for veterans and Social Security disability benefits and how his practice allows him to make the difference in the lives of people facing these disabilities and the challenges that come with them. He has been quoted in the USA Today and is listed in the Cambridge Who's Who. Mr. Jackson was honored by the National Academy of Best-Selling Authors with a Quillie Award in September 2012 for his contribution as a joint author to the best-selling book Protect and Defend, where he wrote about protecting one's rights to veterans' disability compensation. Always good to have on the show, Francis Jackson. Welcome back.
Thanks so much, Brent.
Hey, so here it is. We just celebrated Memorial Day. And why don't you give us the significance, the historical background of Memorial Day?
Well, it's interesting, Bert. A lot of people don't know that there's actually a distinction between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. And the distinction is that Memorial Day is actually a memorial to those who died in serving the country, whereas Veterans Day is intended to be broader and to honor everyone who has served in the military in any way. You probably know that there's some confusion about how Memorial Day actually started. There's some that say it started with honoring Confederate veterans in the South. Others say, no, it started in the North. And the net result is that Congress in 1967 said, we're making it a a national holiday, regardless of where it started. So it continues to be a national holiday, and as you know, many folks think of it as the beginning of the summer season. But in all seriousness, the intention behind the day is to honor the many, many folks who have died over the last two centuries serving in the military.
Gotcha. You know what? And it's such an important thing. It really is. Like I said in the intro there, taking time to remember, to just give a thanks of gratitude or a prayer of gratitude to these men and women who gave their ultimate sacrifice for our country. And so, speaking of Memorial Day, how did you spend your Memorial Day weekend?
Well, actually, Bert, I got to do something nice. The Starbucks folks have started this program nationally that they call Military Monday. And what it is, at a lot of the Starbucks around the country, not all of them, but a lot of the Starbucks around the country, they have made arrangements with various legal groups, whether it's a local law school clinic or here in Maine, for example, it's the Veterans Law Section of the Maine Bar Association. But Starbucks has set up these once a month Military Monday clinics, legal clinics, where veterans can come and ask legal questions about any particular subject that they want to ask about, and volunteer lawyers come and try to provide the best possible advice for a particular question. So I got to spend my Memorial Day afternoon at the Starbucks in Brunswick, Maine, and talk to folks about veterans issues, and I thought that was a pretty good way to spend an otherwise rainy, chilly day.
Yeah, that's a fantastic way to, spend a day, specifically Memorial Day weekend, or I think that's a fantastic way of doing it. Thank you for doing that. That's awesome. So, and good for Starbucks there as well. So thank you to Starbucks, and thank you to you, Francis, for doing that. That's awesome. How many veterans did you get to sit down with?
Actually, we had very few this time. I suspect because it was the holiday, but the program has been running in Maine now for several months. We started it last, I think it's August, but my memory isn't what it used to be, but it's around there. Might have been September. The last Monday of every month, they have Military Monday, and their Starbucks is looking to expand the program, as they can, and they're talking about doing some other locations in this area and around the country. It actually started with a Starbucks in Virginia working with the law student VA clinic at the William & Mary Law School there in Virginia. And so it's spreading, and I think it's a good thing. I'm hoping that more people will take advantage of it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That definitely needs to spread. It's so important to get the word out and to really support our veterans. I think it's fantastic that you guys were able to do that. So let's talk about this. I know we've talked about this a couple times before, but what's happening with the VA's new budget? Anything?
Actually, there's some pretty significant developments. It's not clear where they're all going to go yet, but there are probably two that I would say are the most important. On the healthcare side, as you'll recall, David Shulkin, the new Secretary of Veterans Affairs, is a doctor and has been with the VA healthcare system for a number of years, and really champions it, and I think that's pretty clear in the budget. What they've proposed to do is to fairly significantly increase the Veterans Choice Program, and you'll remember that that's the one where veterans get to go to facilities outside the VA system itself. If they meet certain requirements, they live a certain distance away from a VA facility, or the travel time is more than a certain amount of time. And we've talked in the past about some of the problems that that program has had, but they're revamping it, and they're talking about spending a lot more money on it, another couple billion dollars, which is not chump change. At the same time, the downside is that on the other side of the house, the benefits side, what they're proposing as a way to pay for this fairly dramatic increase in health care is to take away a lot of benefits from older disabled veterans. So it's not clear where all this is going. I think there's a fair amount of support in both the House and the Senate for expanding the Veterans Choice. It's not at all clear to me that there's support for taking away benefits from older disabled veterans. So it's I think, still kind of early on and a bit of a toss-up about where that's going to go. But what the proposal that Secretary Shulkin has made, and this isn't a new idea, but it's the first time it's actually gotten as far as getting into the VA's budget. What happens is, if you are a veteran who is so disabled by your service-connected disabilities that you are no longer able to work, the Veterans Administration provides a benefit called total disability based on individual unemployability. And that's a mouthful, so it gets abbreviated TDIU.
Which is also a mouthful.
Yeah, well, that's true, but it's shorter than unemployability, honest. You know, it is a program that veterans get for life once they become eligible. The significance of that is that if you're an older veteran and you became disabled, fairly early on in your life, therefore didn't have a chance to work and contribute a lot to Social Security or set aside money in a 401k or an IRA, it gives you some financial stability. Basically, the benefit is about $3,000 a month. It varies a little depending on whether or not you have a spouse, that adds a little bit, or whether or not you have a dependent child who's under 18, and that adds a little bit if you do. But call it roughly $3,000 a month. And the proposal here is to take all the veterans who are age 66 or over and to cut their benefits and insist that in place of those benefits, they just live on whatever their Social Security benefit is. Now, as you know, Social Security benefits vary considerably. In Maine, for example, they average about $1,000 a month. In some urban areas where people tend to earn higher wages, the amounts are higher. And in really terribly poor rural areas, they're times lower. They can be as low as $500 or $600 a month. So what you're talking about is taking somebody who's now getting roughly $36,000 in veterans benefits, and say they get another $12,000 in Social Security, so they're living on $48,000, and now you're going to take away $36,000 of that and tell them they've got to live the rest of their life on $12,000 a year. And I think that's a terribly, terribly unfair proposal that's being made, and I hope that your listeners will pay attention and will let their congressmen and senators know that that's not a fair thing to do to disabled veterans. But that's the proposal, and I think it's a pretty distressing one.
Yeah, it's very nasty. I mean, it sounds like they're almost saying, hey, you know, you're old and broken, and therefore, we're not going to take care of you anymore. Even though that was the promise originally, we're going to renege on our promise.
That's pretty much right, Bert. And that's, I think that's a really unfair thing to do.
No, it's terribly unfair. And the sad thing is that if, you know, if we don't do something about it, it'll go, it'll happen under the radar, unnoticed, because veterans, unfortunately, even though it's a big group of people, they're not necessarily, they're not necessarily represented by some, you know, deep pocketed, you know, group, right? I mean, they're scattered among the United States and abroad, and a lot of them don't have any money at all. And so this tragedy could happen, and nobody will know about it except for the veterans and their families.
Sadly, that's true, Bert. That's one of the reasons I'm raising it on your show. I'm hoping we can spread the word and make people more aware that this is a bad thing that Secretary Shulkin is trying to do here.
And so if we, me, you, or the listeners, want to do something about it, we should go to the congressional website and hit, and you can contact Shulkin there. Or how do we get a hold of Shulkin? Through the VA?
You can contact Shulkin directly at the VA, but in terms of stopping this proposal, I think it's certainly beyond the point where he's going to retract it. I think at this point it's a question of contacting your congressman and your senator and saying this is not right. We should not let this happen, and it should not be enacted as part of the VA's budget.
Yeah, that's just crazy. And this is so crazy because there are some multi-billion-dollar corporations out there that are currently receiving government millions and millions of government subsidies, and Congress and Shulkin are looking. I shouldn't say Congress yet, but Shulkin is looking to take money away from the people who need it the most.
Sadly, that's exactly right.
What about any other political issues affecting veterans? What's happening?
Well, there's one other big piece in terms of the benefits side. The House just passed a veterans benefits reform bill. You may remember that we talked last year. It looked like that might possibly go through last year, but what happened at that point was it never got out of the House. This time the House passed it unanimously, and it's now eligible to move on to the Senate. So we'll have to see what happens. But the underlying idea, I think, is a good one. What it does is it separates veterans' appeals into different tracks, if you will, and you have some choices about how to proceed on your appeal. The problem that I'm afraid is going to happen is you and I have talked about the way these veterans' claims get decided, and generally speaking, the issue in any case that's been denied and is on appeal, and we're talking here just about the appeals, is that there's not enough evidence to persuade the folks who are deciding the claim. And one of the tracks that they've set up is one where you get to have a speedy hearing, but you're not allowed to introduce any new evidence. And I'm very much afraid that a lot of veterans are going to get seduced into the idea that, oh, I can get a quick decision, not realizing that if you already lost and you're appealing, the odds of winning without an opportunity to introduce more evidence are very low, and that it's really only rare cases where this super fast approach with no new evidence is actually going to be beneficial rather than just getting a quick denial. And I'm concerned that a lot of veterans are going to opt for what they're being told is the fast solution without realizing the disadvantages. But we'll just have to wait and see. There's no knowing yet what the what the Senate is going to do, what the final bill is going to look like, but it's certainly an attempt to solve part of this appeals delay problem that we've talked about. My concern is just that it may solve it in a way that's not very helpful to a lot of people. But we'll have to wait and see on that.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the best thing that we can do. For those who are following people on Twitter, those who are actively on Twitter, the Twitter handle for David Shulkin, if you want to just reach out to him and start twittering your feelings, your dismay, you can go to @SECSHULKIN. That's his Twitter name or Twitter handle, and you can reach out to him that way, and he most likely will get your message. But you know what? This is something that where we can make a difference. We can go after. We can make our voices heard and support our veterans and their families, because this is just such a stupid, almost mean-spirited thing to do to somebody who's served our country, who is hurt because he served our country, and now they're being cast aside. It just blows me away the way our government thinks sometimes, Francis.
You and me too, but you know it's all about the dollars. The VA's theory here is that it's better to spend the money on health care than on benefits for people who've already been found disabled, and I just don't agree with that.
I don't either. Absolutely not. You know, and I want to talk about this a little bit. This is a great example of why veterans need legal assistance. First of all, they are promised if they serve our country that they're going to get all these benefits. And, you know, I know that the intention is good, but sometimes the execution is poor and people get lost in the shuffle. And so they come back and they're hurt. And in some cases, they're severely impaired and they have to go through a terrible process that is stacked against them. And without attorneys like you, Francis, our veterans are going to be out of luck.
Sadly, that is sometimes the case, Bert. And I am more concerned, frankly, right now than I have been. If this appeal process passes, I am very concerned that people who are not represented are not going to understand the implications of picking a particular track for this appeal process and are really going to get led down the primrose path, as it were. And I am very hopeful that the Senate will improve that, but it's impossible to know at this point. We'll just have to wait and see.
You know what? And the thing is, again, I want everybody listening that you guys can make a difference. Don't think that this does not affect you. It does affect you. And it's real simple. Look, the government promised our brave men and women that they're going to get benefits. Now, when they need it the most, could you imagine somebody who's unable to support their family, who needs disability care, all of a sudden those are going to be taken away after they were promised that they would have them? Not only is that unfair, it's inhuman, it's certainly un-American, and it's going to affect us all, because sooner or later, as taxpayers, we'd pick up that bill anyway. But it's just going to be terrible. It's just a terrible way to to deal with these issues. Please reach out to your congresspeople, your senators. Let them know that you find this to be abhorrent, and that the U.S. can do better than this. Ask them to take subsidies away from rich corporations and to support our veterans instead. Reach out to Secretary Shulkin and even the real Donald Trump on Twitter. Both of them are available there, and let's support our veterans. I mean, Donald Trump said he was going to take care of our veterans. This is exactly one of the things that he ran his campaign on. This is something that we can call him on. And Secretary Shulkin, shame on you for even coming up with this terrible plan. So this is, again, why people need to go to somebody like Francis Jackson, because the benefits are constantly being taken away. And if it wasn't for, you know, Francis Jackson and attorneys like him, I would not have ever heard of this. And so, Francis, you know, thank you so much for making us aware of this. I'm going to be talking about this the rest of this week and seeing if we can get some attention on this. It's so vitally important. You know, and just so people know, I want you to give us an idea. Once a veteran retains your services, on average, how long does it take for them, assuming that you prevail, for them to get their veterans' benefits back?
Bert, right now it's taking an average of about 5 years, which is why this appeals reform bill has been pushed through. And certainly it'd be nice to see that improve, but it would be nice to see it improve without people just getting a denial at the end of several years, you know. But right now it takes an average of about 5 years, and sometimes it's faster, you know. Sometimes we manage to make it move more quickly. Sometimes, candidly, it can be very slow. I remember a couple years ago you had one of my clients on the show, and it had taken that poor man 20 years to get his benefits. We'd been up to the court several times over it. It can be very difficult, but you know, what I tell my clients, and when we start out, is the most important thing to winning these cases is persistence.
Yes, it is. You know, and look, a lot of people don't like to hear this, but this is so true. The wheels of justice turn, but they sometimes turn very slowly.
That's certainly true, Bert, and probably in no area that I'm aware of in the law more slowly than in veterans' benefits. But at least they're turning, and you know, every year we manage to get some benefits for some more folks who need them, and that's always gratifying when it happens.
Absolutely, this is This is one of those situations where, you know, sometimes attorneys get, you know, they're a butt of jokes and they're put sometimes in negative spotlight, for lack of better terms. And this is a great example of, thank goodness that, again, Francis, that you picked this up and that this is an area of law that brings you great joy. You know, you're serving the people who have served this country. You're helping their families, you know, with what is a huge burden. And only a family that has a veteran, only a family that has sent a loved one to protect our country understands the frustration that they're going through. I mean, and what's interesting to me is I know a lot of veterans, and let me tell you, they're very slow to criticize. They've been very patient. And they still have a lot of love and faith in this country, but it's just to me, it's just so terrible. I feel so bad they can't be treated fairly. And if it wasn't for, you know, for Francis, for Jackson McNichol Law Firm, there would be literally thousands of veterans out there that would be kicked to the curb.
It's unfortunate, Bert, that that's the way it seems to work. You know, it's all about the politics and the money. But sometimes we can do good things for people.
Yeah, absolutely. And so if you guys know of a veteran, if you know of a family that has ties, that needs some benefits, veterans benefits, please reach out to Jackson-McNichol. That's Jackson-McNichol.com. And Francis Jackson and his team will be glad to talk to you, see how they can help you out and see what they can do for you. Francis Jackson, it's always good to have you here. I'm so grateful that you are You are protecting our veterans, and I can't wait to have you back.
Bert, thanks for the opportunity to share with our listeners what's going on.
Absolutely, absolutely. Good to have you, and we'll look forward to having you back soon. We may bring you back, you know, keep us informed of what's going on with the Shulkin thing and see if we can, like I said, put some pressure on Shulkin to do the right thing. So let us know what's going on with that.
I'll certainly do that, Bert. Thanks.
Thank you. Good stuff there from Francis Jackson, the attorney for Veterans Disability. He is the Veterans Benefits Problem Solving Attorney, and he will be glad to talk to you and your family. Do not suffer in silence. Do not think that you can't do anything. And by all means, people, look, please take to Twitter, take to social media, Facebook, LinkedIn. Let's start informing everybody that Shulkin is trying to rip off disabled veterans. It's just terrible. We cannot let this happen. Raise your voice. Get people informed. Start reaching out via social media. And let's make a difference. Let's protect our veterans. Ultimately, it's protecting ourselves. And I know that we can make a difference. We can all take to social media. We can write our congresspeople, and we can make a difference. It's very simple. It just takes a few seconds via email, via Twitter, via LinkedIn, via Facebook, and you can take pride in changing our government's attitude towards disabled veterans. Remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch, and check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.